From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
You're familiar with the Wienermobile, right, from Oscar Mayer?
Yes, I'm familiar with the Wienermobile.
Someone in Bakersfield, California apparently bought a replica of it several years ago.
Okay.
He was going to use it as their regular, everyday car. I don't know if you want to
drive
around
kinds.
A big hot dog all day long, because that's what it looks like.
Uh-huh.
Hot dog on a bun.
Yes.
With wheels.
Is what yes.
Right? We've seen it, right? Well, it turns out it's not that cool. It's not that cool to drive around as a daily driver. Now he's selling it.
You don't think so?
No, he's selling it.
We
can
why.
Have it. It's on Craigslist. We can have it for $7,000.
Oh, jeepers.
That's all it is. It's got 110,000 miles on it, but it runs wonderfully, he says.
Does it now?
No word on how much he paid for it originally, but or how many years ago it was, but I think that's like
that'd be interesting to find out.
Is that an Oldsmobile chassis that thing's on? You know, they don't even make Oldsmobiles anymore, so I don't know if you get it. Certainly, it would be kind of a specialty thing to get the hot dog fixed. And what about the insurance on something like that? I don't know.
Well, I can hear the phone call. Hello? Yes, AAA? I'd like to insure my wiener.
There's been people.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, your car. I get it. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Well, Angelina Jolie hasn't been in the news in a long time, so I guess she decided that she needs to do something just to stay relevant.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's working, but whatever. Angelina Jolie threw a birthday party for one of her brood.
Oh, really?
Yep, Shiloh,
huh?
Yep, Sans daddy.
No dad,
but I thought he'd be invited anyway.
Yeah,
Why would Angelina be inviting Brad?
I know. Well, this is this whole co-parenting damn thing that
they don't. Really
I blame it on Charlie Sheen. He's the one who started this crap, right? Going on holiday vacation with Denise Richards and with Brooke Mueller all together. It was like
that's
all in
true.
The family kind of thing.
Yes, but you won't see Brad and Angie doing that.
I don't think so.
No.
You know, when I was young and divorced, I had one child, and he was lucky because he got two birthday parties.
Uh-huh.
He got one at my house and one at Mom's house.
So. Maybe Shiloh's going to get two.
Yeah, doubt it. By the way, where was Brad?
Well, Brad's busy. He's off in Con. He's at Con.
Oh, he's at Con?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. He's got a movie coming out with Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, promoting the new film and frolicking around Europe.
Wining and dining throughout Europe.
I guess he couldn't be bothered to come home for his own kid's 13th birthday party.
Maybe he wasn't invited. We don't know
again,
that.
Again, I don't think he'd be invited.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
Now, was he gone like a long time before and a long time after? Then that's different.
Well.
But.
And again, you know, he may not have a party for the kid, but maybe he'll take the kid to dinner and ice cream.
Disneyland.
Yeah, there you go. Disneyland's cool.
Buy them something very expensive.
At Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Sure.
Like one of the lightsabers.
She could buy, he could buy Shiloh a droid.
Yeah, one of the Build-A-Droids. Yeah.
Or a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or both.
He could afford it.
They might be there today, because today is Celebrity Media Day. The
Maybe.
Public isn't
yes.
welcome till tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, because we know he won't be there
we
with public.
Need to get hold of our friend that works down there.
But maybe with Celebrity.
Right.
With all the other spoiled rich kids.
You know what? If Shiloh is a Star Wars fan, which I doubt, that would be the best party ever.
That would be pretty good. So the party was over the top at the Basement LA.
Okay.
Never heard of it, but then again.
Why would we?
Yeah. The guests got to explore four different escape rooms. Have you ever been into an escape room?
No, it's kind of scary.
They sound
just from
fun.
The sound of it.
Got to watch magicians perform and grab out on custom birthday cakes.
Custom birthday cakes.
Mm-hmm.
We used to call those cupcakes when I was a kid. I'll tell you this. I never had the clown, never had the bounce house. You know, we went to the damn park and had the picnic table. That's what we had. You kids, go run along. Play on the old rusty horses over there. And that merry-go-round thing. Yeah, go ahead. What are they? Those were dangerous.
The park is not a safe place.
No, it's not.
Well, it's safer now than it used to be when we were kids.
Yeah, because...
But look at us now. We're still alive.
Got a few scars. I'm all right.
Where'd you get that? The park.
The park. Went to the park for a birthday party. Billy's birthday party. I fell off the merry-go-round.
And where'd you get that one? The park.
The park.
All right, so we're scratching the bottom of the barrel this morning for news.
It sounds like it.
All right, so yeah. On tonight's All Christina on the Coast.
Oh, yeah. Wow, we are scratching the bottom of the barrel. We're talking about HGTV.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Christina Anstead.
Yeah.
Tells the kids that she shares with ex Tarek Al Moussa.
Yeah, yeah.
That she's selling the house.
Oh, man, that can be traumatic.
Yes. So young Taylor, who is now 8 years old, seemed to be the most anxious, stating that she'll miss the house because they've lived there for 4 years.
4 years. Oh, my God.
So Christina.
How could she do that? How could she do that to her child?
I know. Quit. So Christina.
Yeah.
She then coaxes young Tay by offering to let her pick out the next house, help her decorate her own room. Man.
Drama.
I'm telling you, I might just have to tune in.
Just to see what happens.
All this was filmed before Christina and hubby Ant tied the knot and she got knocked out.
Like in the first she got knocked up. In the first episode, didn't she decorate her own house? I don't know.
Oh, God, the spoilers.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I spoiled the HGTV for tonight. I'm so sorry.
Well, that was last week.
Their kid, I don't know, two weeks ago. Their kid, Taylor, she's cute.
Tay-Tay. She is cute.
She's full of personality.
She's a cutie, yes.
And they've had her in front of the camera since she was born.
Yeah. Little cutie patootie.
Yeah. And so she's going to grow up to be just as, shallow is a good word. Yeah, she should grow up to be just like her mom.
Well, now I did think that Christina looked happier in just in the promos. So I don't know.
What's not to be happy about? This one doesn't run off into the hills with a gun.
Well, let's hope not. If so, then that's two for two, and we have to wonder where the problem really lies.
Right. All right, well, speaking of problems, I guess we should get out of here and mend our own. So, oh, by the way, good morning to Halle Berry. We've got nothing really intelligent to say about Halle.
Oh, yes. Good morning, Halle Berry.
And also to make the announcement that we are now on radio.com. The app. Yeah.
Yeah.
They've added us in all of our Mouthful Media shows. So we're pretty excited
about
that. So if you listen to anything on the radio.com app, be sure to look for the Who Cares News podcast. And that's going to be it for today. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And
that's all the news that you and you and you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.